Hello, everyone. Welcome to my talk on this curved camera. And let's start quickly with the motivation we're doing this. Most visualization we are doing now rely on this conventional planar pinhole camera model, which is defined by a center projection, all the eyes see here, and a grid of pixels, also known as the image. This camera model is popular because it is easy to implement both in the CPU and GPU. Also, it provides very good approximation to the human eyes, which produce very familiar images to the users. However, it has three major limitations there. First one will be the limited field of view. A PPC model only samples up to 180 degrees of field of view. And second limitation will be the uniform sampling rate, that a PPC will sample the delicate part and the dull part of the image at the same rate. And third one will be the one causing occlusion problem that we are addressing here, the single viewpoint limitation. So let's start with considering a street level visualization of a small city. And due to the occlusions brought by those high buildings, we cannot see a lot of region like down to the right side of the street here. So we just propose a camera model with curved rays. In this case, the rays will bend turn to the right to sample the right side of the street. And as a result, you can see the main street up to the turn and then the entire right side of the street in the same image. And the ray we are using here is like this. You can see it's smooth. It's a smooth curve, and it has C1 continuity. This camera model actually enables interactively visualization of its complex data set, like triangle meshes, and only minimal distortion is brought. You can see how the car shape is retained in this turning. Also, consider another example about terrain data. In this, a river through canyon is visualized by this planar pinhole camera. Since the planar pinhole camera only uses straight lines, so you can only see up to one turn, and then you can see nothing. But by constructing a curved ray camera, which has a curved rays follow the shape of the river, actually you can see beyond any turns you want into the river. Here, this movie shows the comparison between the planar pinhole camera and this curved ray camera we proposed. Even space the color balls added to facilitate the comparison. The more spheres you can see, the deep the river you are investigating. And this CRC actually provides a very good preview of what's going to show up in this river. So let's talk about details about our curved ray camera model. First, let's start with a situation that using only planar pinhole camera with single viewpoint C0, and there is an occluder there. So due to the street rays in the PPC, you cannot see the gray region in this model. So what do we do to disocclude this part? We want to add another viewpoint C1. And look to the right side of this data set. And to integrate them, a very simple approach will be just make the change of view happen all of a sudden at a transition plane T1. And we just split the frustum, view frustum of C0 and C1, then combine them together to get this piecewise linear ray model, which has which has street rays from C0 up to the transition plane T1. Then from T1 is street again, but this time is defined by this viewpoint C1. And obviously, this remodel is only C0 continuous. And here is how we achieve the disocclusion task by C0 recontinuity model. You can see the right side of street is still visualized in this model. And in PPC, you cannot see it. However, this model has a problem that considering a car is turning around this corner, and the car is splitted right by this transition plan T1. So what we will see is like this. The car is broken like a worm going back and forth, and this problem is caused by the abrupt change of the viewpoints. So one important target of our work will be to prevent such distortion from happening by introducing a camera model with the C1 continuity. Let's go back to this piecewise linear model. So in this model, the view changes abruptly on this view on this transition plan T1. So instead of doing it, we make the make the change of viewpoint gradually in a transition region defined by two additional plans, T0 and T2. So with this transition region definition, we can now give a clear definition of our basic Curry camera model. The rays of this Curry camera model is first straight from C0, the image plan of C0, to the transition boundary T0. Then a Bezier arc, a quadratic Bezier arc, is connecting the transition region to the other parts of the rays. And the third part will be the straight rays again, but this time defined by the additional viewpoint C1. And the reason we are using Bezier arc is that it's kind of the simplest C1 continuous arc we can think about, and it's good for, it's easy for computation too. So use this Curry camera model, we can do recasting applications right away. The only tricky part is that we have to simulate the pace of the rays by iterating the parameter T in the expression of Bezier arc. And here is a result of using CRC for volume rendering. And in this time, we want to have a orthographic view of the front face and the left face together in the same image. Retracing. For retracing, it's mostly the same as the recasting, and the only expensive part will be detecting the intersection of a Bezier arc with the surface like triangle or chord. So, however, if we want to do a feed-forward rendering for like geometric data, a triangle mesh, something like that, we need to have a fast projection operation to perform it interactively. So now let's talk about the fast projection operation in CRC. Unfortunately, the CRC model we talked about so far do not support a closed form projection of 3D points. That is to say that given random 3D points in the model space, we cannot directly brought it to the image plan in like one projection operation. A numerical method is possible, but it's way too much computation there. But lucky part is that we can achieve a real fast projection operation for our CRC model by simply modify the model, the ray shape of the model a little bit. To do this, the first thing we want to do is add an additional constraint that the transition plans T0, T1, and T2 has to converge on a certain hinge line A here. And actually, this constraint won't reduce the disocclusion power of our CRC model, because this T0 and T2 only let the user defines how large he or she wants this transition region to be. So this won't be affected by the constraint at all. Based on this constraint, we make a very important observation that the points, the lines Q0, P0, QP, and QNPN, and the other QIPIs not shown here, almost converge on a certain point around baseline C0, C1. The Q points are the intersection of the transition plan T2 with all the rays, and this P points I actually, when taking a second line from A to P and all the intersection points with the rays. Let's think the other way around. What if we actually make them converge on the C0, C1? In that case, the ray shape won't change much since they already almost converge. And with this modification, we can actually achieve a fast projection operation in like 5 steps. So now the problem is that given a 3D point in the transition region, and the first step is throw a second line AP to intersect the outer Bezier arc B here. We got intersection PN, and this PN is computed by solving a quadratic equation. And next step will be compute the intersection point R of line QNPN with baseline C0, C1. And next step, we connect RP to intersect the transition plane T2, get the intersection point Q. And the fourth step is connecting C1Q and intersect with transition plane T1. We got intersection point S. And the last step will be project S into C0's image plane directly using normal projection technique. So now we can solve the problem that given random point P in the transition region and found the corresponding projection points in the image plane. And comparing to the conventional projection operation in the PPC, what we do is actually solve one more quadratic equation and 3 more linear equations. And actually, in practice, we never explicitly compute this as out. What we do is project Q into C0's image plane directly by multiplying the combined matrix of C0 and C1. So here is a visualization using CRC model. And you can see here, the car is almost not distorted at all. Here, the movie again. Only minimal distortion when the turn happens is brought by such bending of the rays. And the shape of the car is well retained. Let me show you more of our results using CRC, modified CRC model actually. So in this case, we want to track that orange target among the bunch of other color blocks. In this case, the data set is static and the viewpoint is changing to the right. And CRC is updated on the fly to always keep the target in your sight. And in PPC, you cannot see it already. And CRC will compute to bend to the other side to have the target inside if he cannot find a solution to the other side. And once the target is visible again in the PPC, the CRC will return to a PPC. And pretty much the similar idea. This case, the data set, the target is moving to the right and the viewpoint is static. Similar idea, you can use this technique to track a certain atom in a DNA molecule. And the good part is that the part of data set near the user will not distort at all. Only farther part is a little distorted to keep the target in your sight. Here the canyon again. And this application actually starts with a PPC view. And the user will decide to add additional viewpoints to see around the turns in the river. And actually, the user can add as many viewpoints as he or she wants to see as many to see beyond as many turns as they want. And here is a ray visualization in this application. The ray is defined to follow the river. And the good part of the CRC model is that a 3D point is projected to the image plane at constant cost. No matter the point is here or is here. All the examples shown so far only performs a lateral bending, that bending to the left or the right. But in fact, we can bend to any side, any direction we want. This is like a sweeping of all directions. And again, it actually start with left bending, then bending to the downside, then bending to the right side. Then it converts to a PPC. So the limitation of our work, first thing will be that unlike the transparency or the explosion technique, we have to find a way to let the rays of CRC reach the region of interest we want to disocclude. So in many cases, you may want to use our technique as well as other technique like transparency or something. And second will be that the bending of the ray will disturb the global spatial shape of the data set, and this will cause a certain amount of cognitive difficulty. But the good part is that there's no distortion close to the user. Only far away part will be distorted. And there's only minimal local distortion if you can remember how the shape of the car is retained. And our curved-ray camera model implies a actually nonlinear rasterization of big triangles. And what we do for performance is actually approximated it by first subdividing big triangles into small ones, the rasterize the small ones in conventional manner. And like future work, we want to construct a CRC model, a CRC constructor automatically given a data set. The first approach will be that given a root PPC in the data set, then we search into the data set to find the leaf PPCs. And another approach will be we firstly search the data set to find the interesting region we want to sample and build the leaf PPCs there, and then merge them up to the root. A second, for sure, we want to perform a user studies to objectively evaluate the benefits of using CRC visualization. And the cool part we want to do is that we want to build a real-world CRC model using a limited number of video cameras. And thank you for listening, and I put my acknowledgement here and open for your questions.
Could you stand up to the microphone over there? Yeah.
It's a little bit far away, sorry.
Hello? Okay, great. Good talk. I was curious about the, you were talking about there's a minimal distortion on the car as it drives around the curved ray street that curves. I was actually expecting to see it curve a little bit. Was there a trick involved to make the geometry not to retain its shape, or were we really seeing what the visualization would show in that case?
So I don't quite get you a problem that, can you repeat again?
What I'm asking is your video that shows the car driving, turning right onto the street, mm-hmm. with the curved ray view so that we're looking straight down the sort of curved road.
Yep.
I expected to see the car distort a little bit, but it didn't look like it did at all. And I was wondering if there was a trick there to keep the car's shape normal, or whether that's really what we were seeing as the rays sort of curved around the car as well.
Actually, well, what you suggest is that the car here looks like no distortion at all.
Yeah.
But it should have distorted a little bit.
Yeah, that's my question.
So you can see actually here the car is a little distorted.
Okay.
due to the curve race. Because the curve, the car is a segment, and the curve will just sample the front of the head and the tail of the car, maybe at a higher sampling rate, but in the center segment is a little. So you can see the car is actually bent a little bit to the right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. So,
are there any questions?
Hi, that is an interesting talk, and two questions very quick. And one is that I'm curious that how users can like put the additional views in your camera model. And another one is that, as I know in your previous work, that you have several operations in the camera model, like split and merge for the camera. So I don't know if you consider this kind of operations in this work. Thank you.
Okay, so let me repeat your question that you want to ask why we use this curric model to perform the disocclusion task, right?
No, my first question is how users can put additional views, like the second one and the third one.
Okay, so like the Canyon application, you want to ask that how user add additional viewpoint there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so typically the viewpoints number is kind of defined by the path of the okay, I got a visualization there. Actually, it's like. Here. Actually, the path of the river is predefined by this terrain data set. And what we do, if we detect a turn there, and we have to add an additional viewpoint to go around this corner. So the user just define how many turns he or she wants to see over. And actually, like one or two viewpoints will add it to oversee a turn. So that's actually the line, the lines of the ray into the river define the viewpoints number. And about your second question, that do you ask that how two vertex in the different frustum is projected at the same time?
I mean, in your previous work, you have like a split and merge the cameras.
Uh-huh.
And do you consider these kind of situations in this work?
Oh, actually, this work behaves actually similar to the split thing. It's another paper called Graph Camera by my advisor and their students before, and actually. To compute the projection, it's pretty much the same for this and the previous work, the C0 continuity ray. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's thank the speaker again.